There's a Maisa which is brought in a lot of places, which in Pashtus can't be true. But one come in the Kogis, I don't know exactly where's the Makar. It's also not Poshut. The Maisa, famous Maisa, that Plato met when Yo, and he was crying over the Beis HaMikdash. Ashes, why it can't be true, is that Plato was born about 150 something years after the Chum Beis HaMikdash. So if in Yoh HaNovi you live to be there 200 or something, then it might be true from the Maisa. But Ashes is, there's no the kind of shining from such a thing. I'll call upon him. There's a lot of Yesoidas to be learned from the Maisa. Mm-hmm. And it's true or not true, but the Yesoidas are true. They say that Alton asked Yirmiyahu, when you're a Chochon, you're crying over sticks and stones, who cries over sticks and stones? It's a building which was destroyed. And secondly, he asked him, Chochem doesn't cry over the past. Like we say in English, you don't cry over spilt milk. It's not Chochma to cry. Okay, you spilt the milk. What's the point of crying over it? So they say, the Yom Yom said to him, so you're a big philosopher, it's not you've got Kama Shilas. He said, yeah, I have a lot of shyness. Shyness was in life. So ask me all your shyness, which he did. He asked him all his shyness, and Yirmiyo answered them, bang, 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 bang. He was this one. So he said, how's it shy? You know, so Yirmiyo said that it's these sticks and stones which gave me the answers to your kashas. The Hainu, that's one Yesoid, which we daven every day. Shibone Beis HaMikdash, Emerel Yameinu, V'sein Chalkeinu B'sei Rasecha. When we had the Beis HaMikdash, there was a Shefa of Shechina and Klal Yisrael, and a Shefa of Chochma, and a Shefa of Torah, and Mikarach. That Torah, Yimeo, knew all the answers what the goyim are trying to, their seichel, trying to figure out, and there's no way of figuring it out. From the Beis HaMikdash comes the chochma. It happened or it didn't happen, but that's the yesod from this maizes, who did it as a gadita, marshal. We have no hasoga of what we've lost from the Beis HaMikdash. But one of the things we daven after the Shribon and they say, the same content of the Seir Secho, the God says that when there was the Beis HaMikdash, we had new chalokim in Torah, we were able to be mechadish new chalokim in Torah, which now we don't have. Malkom, Vesorel, Bagoyim, Ein Torah. So that was one. What about the second question which he asked? So, why are you crying over the past? So they said, the Maisa goes, then Yirmiyo said, that I can't explain to you. Why can't he explain to you? You can't explain that to a goy. And this is a second Yesoid, which is very nogea to us. The guy, he looks at it, there was a binyan, and the binyan was destroyed. The Babylonians came in, for whatever reason, politically, whatever their cheshbonos were, and they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, they destroyed this building, the central building in Yerushalayim, they killed front of millions of people. Chaval shekaravaka, don't cry over spilt milk. So why are we crying over something in the past? And this is something which only a yid can understand. Kol am yisabel al Yerushalayim zoicha v'roya v'simchoso. Kol mi she'eina yisabel al Yerushalayim eina zoicha v'eina roya v'simchoso. To be yisabel al Yerushalayim gives us a schus for the future. Kol mi she'eina yisabel al Yerushalayim eina zoicha v'eina roya v'simchoso. You might have thought, if you would just say Kol Am Yisrael Yerushalayim, Zoicha V'Roya V'Simchoso, you might have thought that it's a pseschus. I mean, it's chasidus. It's in lots of ways you could be zoicha to see the simcha of Yerushalayim, and one of them is to be Yisrael Yerushalayim. But the Gemara carries on and says, V'Chol Mi She'Eino Yisrael, Eino Roya V'Simchoso. It's not stamas chus. If you're not misabel, then ain't it right besimchas? What? Ad kidei kach. Why are we being misabel for the spilt milk? It is the yisod. We have to know that we don't live in the world of teva. We live in the Rabbeinu Shalom's world, and even the Madura Teva, Rabbeinu Shalom controls the Teva. When Rabbeinu Shalom controls the Teva, the Ramban tells us, and how does the Rabbeinu Shalom run the world? It's not Mikre and Minhag Shel Olam, but it's all Tolya Mitzvos and Averus. It's all Tolya Mitzvos and Averus. And we know that if there was a Churban, it's not because of the political reasons of the Nebuchadnezzar or whatever the papers might have written at the time. Even if those Cheshbonos may have been there, the Rabbeinu Shalom was Mesabev all those Cheshbonos to bring the Churban because of our Averus. And the whole Kiyum of the Beis Hamikdash is totally if we deserve the Beis Hamikdash. The Pasuk says in Re'ei, V'shichno sidra shu'vos ha'shama. How will you have the Beis Hamikdash? How will you have Shechina B'tachtoini? How will we have a mokum that Rabbeinu Shalom is going to make a mokum that the Shechina will be here? How will it be? It depends. Do we want it? Meshich no sidrusha, v'os hashom. You have to be doirish. You have to want it. If you don't think that that's choshuv, if you don't think that that's important, you don't think that shechina b'tachtoinim has any nafkemina to us, then there's no shechina. If the way we look at the world is the world of teva, the world of human hishtadlis and human powers. And the Rabbeinu Shalom is misnaged. Hashem tzilcha al yad yiminecha. The Rabbeinu Shalom is misnaged with us like we're misnaged with him. Nesich no sidrushu, if you want it, you want Shechina, then the Rabbeinu Shalom will bring the Shechina. Das tunus, in the Simon Kuv Samech here, he says, "V'teidi oyd she'afal pi she'akovet b'kol mokum." That's in Meloi Chol Aretz Kavoida. In Meloi Chol Aretz Kavoida, what was miyuchad the Beis Hamikdash? Omnam mizgale b'mokum echad yosu mokum achah. V'hu mokum miyuchad loy. There's one mokum which is miyuchad, where the Shechina is mizgale more than it's mizgale everywhere else. Sheshom yidreshuhu haroitzim lidovik boi. When will you have that gilui? Yidrashu haroin simli David. Who in you nesichla sidrashu vasa shama? And he is mamshich that this mokum is a mokum where yagia lidovik mikdushosu zois yisparach. Al inyan ze oimid kol tavnis hamishkan v'amikdash mokum lifnim ni mokum ad lifnai v'lifnim to the kodesh kodoshim sheshoma kovet shoyren lidorish v'limotzei l'mavakshim lidovik. The Beis Hamikdash is there, the Shekhinah will be there if we want it. Be'etzem, Gimel Averus Chamuros, are a steer to Shekhinah. On every level, Avodah Zarah is Boshed a steer to Shekhinah. When in the Beis Hamikdash, the Bokum, the Ba'is Shem Hashem, the Nashe's Mamid, in the Kodesh Kodoshim, a second Pesach, say a second, and $5 in the Kodesh Kadoshim was meant to be the Kruvi. Klal Yisrael in the Shekhinah. And he goes and puts an Avodah Zarah there. It's a stira. It's amongst the stira of what the whole Beis Hamikdash is about. Shvichas Domim, the Hepech of Chesed, we'll see how much it's the Hepech of the Hemshech in Yitzhak Shem. In Gilui Arayas, Tuma, the most base area of the Mensch, it's a complete steerer to Kedushas HaShechinah. If the Shechinah runs away. And if we not miss Abel on Yerushalayim, so what does that mean? What do we say? It's irrelevant. Okay, it's like a guy looks at it. It was a building. You're crying over a building that was destroyed. What's the difference? What do you need it? What's the difference? I mean, if you miss Abel on Yerushalayim, we realize, A, what we're missing, and B, it's totally on us, it's totally on our Drisha. Be'etzim, like the Nefesh HaChaim says in Shara Aleph, Be'etzim, we were machrim the Beis Hamikdash, not Ruach HaNetzach, it was our Aveiros. And if we realize that the Beis Hamikdash is Kayim, on our mitzvahs and Aveiros and our Drisha, so being Mis'amel v'Yerushalayim, is so choshev that can rebuild the Beis Hamikdash, and the Zoychim Ro'ev Nisim Chosev. But if a person doesn't have shaykhus of that, the aim is Abel and Yerushalayim is Eino Zoyche. There's no other way to be Zoyche. Eino Zoyche and Rayim is in Chosav. It's not Misabel, it's not Machshiv, not Machshiv what we have. Now, Maisa, for us, it's quite hard. When we think about the Beis Hamikdash, we've never seen the Beis Hamikdash. We've never had korbanos, so we talk about the giluyim and nisim there are in the Beis Hamikdash. When we finish davening, it's keneged korbanos, the tefillos. And when we finish, the same we say shivona Beis Hamikdash, the same for kenevus arasecha, and then we're nice of something. Just imagine, it's hard to imagine, but imagine what would be a matzah that a mensch would daven in the Beis Hamikdash. When you're in the Beis Hamikdash, when you see Nisim in front of your eyes, and there you daven, it's a pashtus, a whole different level of yira. The Shom Navot Chobiyiro, if we'd have the Beis Hamikdash, our tefillos would be a completely different level of tefillos. When we daven, look, hopefully, Amal, we have a good davening and we feel epis the shaykhus, epis the kirvus Hashem in our davening, epis. Then we see our das, we think about this, think about that, maybe we come back and go back and forth. That's not a good davening. When we finish the davening, Shibon Ebe Sadiqo, Shvishom Navot Chaviyir, that gufa is something that we have to be disoirer. A level of yiro, a level of hakaras Hashem would be a completely different level that we don't have today. Where do we have today anywhere where's a mamash agilu ishchina? We see all sorts of inyonim that happen, and we're mamin and nisim. Rabbi Shalom is making nisim, Ashkocha, and Klav Yisrael, Kol Minei Zachen that happen. But the friar says, oh, it's mikveh. No, no. They didn't go into this kibbutz, they didn't go into that kibbutz. Mikveh. The mom went off just outside the Beis HaMedrash in Tel Aviv, was a year ago, and where there was a yeshiva's paid us money. Mamikra, the guy blew himself up at the Mamikra. We see it's nisim. The Beis HaMikdash is the Mamikra. You can't tell anything of Mikra. It's a sort of much stronger gilui. Shom Navon Chaviyiro. But when we think about Chobonis is not posh for us. We've never had a Chobonis. In fact, I was thinking a few days ago, what would we have a better kirvus Hashem? A davening, good davening, or wherever you live in Eretz Yisrael, somewhere living, let's say, Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, right? You're living a few hours away from the Beis HaMikdash, and every morning, so in that binyan, there's a kohen who takes a keves and he shechs his keves, and another kohen is mekabel the dam and runs and puts the dam shnayim shel arba on the mizbeach, and then they cut up the oila into nine parts, and the kohen take it and they bring it onto the mizbeach. What? We have a bigger kirvus Hashem from that or from a good davening? We have davening. Right, our davening is hard, we work, we can have a good davening. This could be a kovna tomit. Somewhere hours away from where we are. And it's a whole different matzah. I saw an interesting Ravan. Ravan was one of the early Balei Tosfos from Lezen Magenza. He writes that in the Bais Rishon they didn't have a Seder of Tzvidus Kavuas. Anshikinus Hagdoyla made the Nusach of Tzvidus. That was after the Korban of the Bais. So in the Bais Rishon they didn't have that. Eventually, maybe done once a day, maybe done the Bakosha. Didn't have a seder of Tzvidus Kavuas. He said they didn't need it because they had Kavuas. That was the pshat. They didn't need it. So in Yerushalayim, their makrib is called Tommy, then I don't need it. I get Kavuas Hashem from that. I don't need to daven a good psukim in the Zimra and a geshmak and birchas krishma and a shmona esrei. I don't need it. I have that feeling from the Kom, which I don't even know was happening. I'm amin that they were makrib the Kom. they were makrib the Kom Tommy. Then I feel I can start Seder Aleph with a geschmack because there was a Kom Tommy. How does it work? So the Das Tunis in the Hemshech here, he tells us that when the Kayanim were making the Korbanos Hoy mechavnim the kasha kol hanivroim baboyre. They had to be mechavim meridik kavonus. And the pastors of the kavonus, he says, they were mechavim the kasha kol hanivroim baboyre. V'yoidim ma shetzorich la shlomas inyan zeh, and they knew how to do that, how to mechavim it. U'mechavnim kol ha'protim ha'mitztorchim, shem sidrei ha'avoida b'kol inyonei ha'korban, u'kizrikas adam, aktoras aktoires, kulom asuyim mistorim amukim, u'mechavnim soidas amukim, when they do all these avoidas, la'hashlomas kol ha'nimsa'ois, midovkom the b'ri yisparashah. When the Kohen was makriv, the Kohen Tomid, he was mechaving to be mekasher HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Klal Yisrael. And there was a hashroas hashchina on the whole of Klal Yisrael in a way which no tefillah can do. Can't get to that level. And that we don't have. I don't know. Lechoira, the way the Ravan puts it, that one year would have felt a tremendous kiruv el Hashem in the morning after that call. And yet Hashem will see a bit more in the Indian of Kobanis. As I said, to be misabel for the Beis Hamikdash, to be misabel for Karbonis, it's not an easy thing for us because we never had it. But the Ma'aseh is interesting. The Gemara does not say Kol HaMisabel al Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara says Kol HaMisabel al Yerushalayim. And we look through the first Perik in Eicha, the Etzim is not about the Beis Hamikdash Bichal, it's about Yerushalayim. Eicha Yoshva Vadad Ha'ir Abasi Am, Ho'iso Kalmona, was missing its husband, Shechina. Once the Yerushalayim was Chorav, a place which used to have Rabasi Am, now is all alone. Rabosi by Goyim, Sarosi by Medina, his Hoysol Amas, the most important city in the world, was Choshev in the whole Medina, and now has become a mass. Boche Sivke Balaylo. On his own, is it Boche Sivke you, or is it he? She, in other words. Yerushalayim's crying. Boche Sivke Balaylo. Vidim Osa Alechios, Mashba. Goes on Yerushalayim, and her tears are on her cheeks. Ein lo menachem mikol ohaveo, kol reyo bogdu bo hoyu lo le'oivim. All the reyim were bogdu bo, Esher's gate on Klal Yisrael. Dach etzion aveilois, I'm skipping a bit. Mibli bo emoyed, the roads leading to Tzion are empty. Nobody's coming for Yom Tov. Kol Sharei Shomeimim Koyanei Nenochim Besuleseo Nugois Vehi Marlo Oyitzarei Leroish Oyveo Sholu. The enemies were appeased. Ki Hashem Hoigo Al Roib Shoeo. Because of the Avodas. Oyloleo Holchu Shvi Lifnei Tzor. Ki Hashem Hoigo. Vayeitze mi bastion kol adoro hoyu soreo kayoli benotsu mire velchu bloi koyach lifnei roide vzochro Yerushalayim yimei onyo merudeo koil macha mudeo. During the days of her poverty she remembers, Yerushalayim remembers all the gvalti gezachin asher hoyu mi mekenem bin fol amo biyatsor, when her arm fell into the hands of the enemy, the ain oizelo Ra'u atzarim sochaku al mishpateo. Now she's resting because there's nobody there. Chet chata Yerushalayim al kena nida hayosa. Kovel chabdea izilua ki ro'e ervasa. Gam hi ne'enocha v'atosha v'achar. Tu masa b'shuleo v'zocha achrisa. Atayred pnaim in benachem lo. Yodai paras tsar al kol machamadeo, ki yoras a goyim bo migdosho, then mentions the base of Migdosh. Nehem she peres et zion, yvi yodeo, ein menachem lo, tzivo Hashem le Yaakov, svivo av tsarov, ois Yerushalayim le nido beineyem. Tzadik hu Hashem, kifi hu marisi, Shimon Akal Ami Merut Machayni Pseleisai Vechurai Hochu Bashevi. Hey, base, when he starts, yeah, about the base of Mikvash. Well, the whole first period is Be'ika Yerushalayim. We'll see the Indian Abbey, Hazay, Yerushalayim, 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 Yerushalayim. Kalavisavala Yerushalayim is Zoichel Varayim Sivchosa. What's this Indian of Yerushalayim? What's the Chashivas of Yerushalayim? Give the money if we understand it's something which we have done and we can have Shaykhus to. Gebaltig of Shaykhus. We spoke last week in Yeshiva about the Tzivui, Nikoin, Nikmas Yisrael, and then Moshe Rabbeinu. So the coin Nikmas Hashem. He explained by Rishis, Tzatifa Inyan. It's not Stam, Kol Ha'omed Neged Yisrael, it's Ha'omed Neged Hashem. It's much deeper than that. The Ramban, the Azinu, tells us that the Yisrael of Klal Yisrael are the only nation now who Megaleh the Shechina in the world, Megaleh Hashem in the world. Says the Ramban, goes on the pasuk, the Rebbeinu Shalom says the Averus of Klal Yisrael got to such a massive Rachmana Litzlan. And in the time of Zimri, there was also Rebbeinu Shalom said, "Velo Chilisi is Bnei Yisrael." Rachmana Litzlan, it got to such a massive. But the pasuk says in Azina, the Baruch Hashem won't bring that to Klal Yisrael. Why not? He explains that the Baruch Hashem made the Bria in order to be the fasting Hashem in the Bria, that people should have Shaychus to the Shechina. And what happened was all the Goyim and Umas HaOlam were Choyte and ignored that Yisoid, until the Rebbeinu Shalom was mefarsing the Tziusai through Klal Yisrael, Yitzis Mitzrayim, Kris Yamsuf, Maimedar Sinai, and all the other Umayis were Holchin and Machisin and Boim, Machis Hashem Yisbarach. He says, if Chas V'Shalom there'd be an end to Klal Yisrael. If there wouldn't be a Klal Yisrael, there would be no purpose in the whole Bria. The whole purpose of the Bria would be destroyed, but the whole purpose of the Bria is the Machia Hashem Yisbarach. So he says, Mikoyach harotzen bebrias ha'oilo. The Rebbeinu Shalom keeps Klal Yisrael. Because the Rebbeinu Shalom wants the world, and the world is to have Shaychus with Hashem Yisbarach, because that rots and the Brias are Oilam, the Rebbeinu Shalom will not destroy Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu used that Yisoid after the Egel, the Yisoid that if Chas V'Shalom would be such a Chilul Hashem, what would the Goyim say? He used it after the Meraglim. Klal Yisrael, the Koim Nikmas Yisrael, it's not two things be'etzim. Nikmas Yisrael is Nikmas Hashem Because the metzias of Klal Yisrael is to be megale ashkocha Hashem Yisrael in the Bih. And that's why it shayach the Lashon Nekoma. What's the pele the Lashon Nekoma? Nekoma is an Issa in the Torah. So why does a person want to be Noikim? Because somebody did something to someone, Reuben did something to Shimon, and Shimon feels now that Reuben got the better of him. Let's say even the classic Dugma the Gemara. Shimon wanted to borrow a hammer, and Reuben has a hammer, and he says, no. Now Shimon feels Reuben got the better of him. Reuben is pushing me around. When Reuben comes to borrow a screwdriver from Shimon, he wants to redress the balance. So he also wants to be a klacher. So he tells him, no. That's the comma. The comma is of the Mesillas Yisroel, it's Mosik Midrash. The comma is Mamish Bidus Royce, Be'etzer. And I'm going into the whole thing with the chinuch, and we'd have a munna, v'chule, mother, that's in this, v'amitoi. Before you get there, what is the midah of the kav? The midah of the kav is getting your own back. So you feel you're a somebody, and Yena isn't stronger than you. And the mice said, silly. It's hashkos in midah, but the mice said, silly. Well, why is it something better that you didn't lend Reuven now the screwdriver? Anything changed? So Avada comes the Kilo, the Shem Shemayim, the Koma. I want Reuben to feel how it is when he wants something that he can't, and he refuses to have it, then next time he won't be so self-centered. It's all to be Mechanic Reuben. It's not to be Mechanic him at all. It's you deep down wanting to get the better of something. Somebody asked me a few days ago, old Shaila, should he react in a certain situation? Also, he wants Yenna to learn, but he did the wrong thing. But he said, how much do you want Yenna to learn, and how much is it you want to make sure that he realizes that you'll get the better of him? Yeah, it was my job. And I said, and I don't believe Yenna will learn either, so... That's a complete waste of time. It just is going to help your midas. You felt, you said something, you did something. So what's the point of Nekoim Nikmas Yisrael? So we should feel we got our own back and we killed all the Midyanim. The nice Levenishim is killing the Kongress. The Levenishim is misliking the Kongress. That's a yisod that you say. It's called tomorrow. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says in Gemara in the Chelik is called midoisa is mido keneged mido. Rishim is always mido keneged mido. So they come different Rishonim give different reasons why there's mido keneged mido. The Ran says because Rishonim wants to show his hashkocha. Mido keneged mido is a gilui that is hashkocha. Mido keneged mido, somebody does something and it's kilu, the Rebbe is not here, it's a cholam reik, kilu Hashem's not here. Mido keneged mido, there's an oinish, and the oinish is punt. Keneged the aveira, the gilu, the Rebbe is here. That's the insight over here. The Koin Nikvas Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are the Megalim HaAshkocha. And when the Bnei Midian did what they did, so there was a starker Gilui of HaAshkocha with the Magefa. But that wasn't the whole Gilui of HaAshkocha. The Magefa was against the heathen. The Bnei Yisrael said, the Koin Nikvas Yisrael, that the Goyim have to know that Klal Yisrael are in Meride Hashgochin, Megale Hashgochin, the world, so it came this Meridikim Milchama, Ayin Shom, exterior beyond the all the Nisim, 12,000 Tzadikim, Mamish, Tzadikim, inside Oilam, all the plotting, I've got time now to go into all the plotting, so time to go there. Against Be'erich, I made a cheshbon in Be'erich, 1.5 million people. And the pashtus was, these tzaddikim were not the black belts of karate or all these other Japanese, the shoulders of thing. They were the biggest tzaddikim, the only black belt, maybe they knew it was a carpo, it was still an ish. Who were they already? Meridikan, Nisei Nisim, and in the Daik in the Psukim says that Hashem, it doesn't say they were Noichim. It was Hashem Yisbar, they put Hashem Yisbar on the Midyonim and killed them all. Klal Yisrael are the Megalim of Hashem in the Bria. That's the sort of Klal Yisrael. What's this term, Yerushalayim? It's interesting, the Lev Shachayim, at the end of Shah Beis, at the end of Pergud Sain, he has a Haggah, and he explains as follows. Zeh inyan akosun holech v'karosun v'ozne Yerushalayim. Koy omer Hashem, zocharon tiloch chesed nurayim. Avas Kluva Sayyid. Lech Techachra Bamidma, Eretz Lezerua. Yirmiyah tells Klal Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Hashem is giving a message. Holoch v'karosa ba'ozne Yerushalayim. So the Pasuk is calling Klal Yisrael. It's the Hulud ba'ozne Yerushalayim. The city of Yerushalayim as he is. Kina akosav Klal Yisrael, the same Yerushalayim. We find in other Dugmas as well that Klal Yisrael is called Yerushalayim. Why? Why do we call Klal Yisrael Yerushalayim? Ki hi hoysa knesias Klal Yisrael baloysom leiros b'nei ha'odah nashem baregel. Because Yerushalayim is what was ma'achet Klal Yisrael when they were oile laregel to the b'nei ha'odah. V'shom kiblu klal Yisrael shefa toiro kdusha v'yira kol echod v'fi shoyresh achizas nishmosei v'knesses Yisrael. And every yid, when he went, aliyah l'regel, got a shefa of toiro and kdusha and yira kol echod v'fi shoyresh nishmosei. Three times a yid was aliyah l'regel. It was unbelievable. He came back with such a chizuk. Came back from Yerushalayim with mali chidushei Torah, chizukim in yiras Hashem, aliyah in kedusha. Lozeh nikreis Yerushalayim shel malo, avas klulay soich. So Yerushalayim is called avas klulay soich. What's a klulay soich? Klulosayich is Noshim Klilus. We call Klal Yisrael Klal Yisrael. We don't call any other Uma Klal. Klal America, Klal England, Klal Yishmael, Klal Edoim. No. The only Uma which is called Klal is Klal Yisrael. And the Maisa, to understand this a bit more, in the Tehillim Kuchov Beis, Shir Hamal is the Dovid. So Machti Boimrim Li Beis Hashem Melech. The Simcha when we go into the Beis Hashem. Oim des hoyu raglein b'shorayich Yerushalayim. Before we got to the Beis HaMikdash, we were standing at the Shorim of Yerushalayim. What is Yerushalayim? Zoch Dovid HaMelech, Yerushalayim HaBenuya. Ke'ir shechubra lo yachtov. Yerushalayim HaBenuya, we have a Shona Amor Yushalayim Abnuyo. What is that? Ki'ish Echubel Yachtov. What does that mean? Something Malbin. Ha'uma Bichlala Keguf Echod Hamurkov Me'evarim Protein Shoyni. The nation, Klal Yisrael, is like a guf which has lots of different evarim. V'Yerushalayim hi ha'ir shechubra lo yachdov. And Yerushalayim is what's mechabe all the evarim together. V'yishabru ha'evarim ha'protim liyos guf sholem. And that's what makes Yerushalayim, makes the guf one guf. This Klal Yisrael becomes a klal, becomes an Am Echad through Yerushalayim. Yochul by Ruach HaChaim v'nefesh HaMaskeles v'nefesh HaLukis. And like a mensch, when it's all mekubah together, and the mensch is working properly, is healthy, and his whole guf is working together, working properly, so then there's the Ruach HaChaim is high, and then his seichel works. When his seichel works, his neshama. These are three dargas of nefesh, ruach, and neshama. His neshama is mekabel ruach hakodesh from Hashem. It connects with the shechina. So too, klal Yisrael, the etzim is one guf. It's meant to be one guf. But then a whole achdus of klal Yisrael comes through Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the lave. Yerushalayim gives the chiyus to this guf. Klal Yisrael is a guf with different nevarim. And Yerushalayim is the ruach ha'chaim of that guf. How? How is it the Ruach Chaim? So far we see it's Ma'ached, but how is it the Ruach Chaim? So the Pasuk carries on. Sheshom olu shvotim shivtei ka eidus l'Yisrael l'hoidos l'shem Hashem. Sheshom olu shvotim shivtei ka. Zokte v'hischabru kulam alidei ha'ir hazois Ad shehi eidus li Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are megalim de shechina, we said. Megalim ashkocha. They're the megale of ashkocha. Where is the gilui? Yerushalayim provides that gilui. Eidus is a gilui. Eidus is a statement which comes out to others. Yerushalayim is the eidus li Yisrael. Shein goy echon misachdim, v'meshekulam mekamsim shom v'sholish ma'adei ashana l'tachlis echon l'hoidos l'shem Hashem. V'shom olu shvotim shivtei ka, we are the shivtei ka l'hoidos l'shem Hashem. There's one tachlis. Ad she'atachlis hazeh l'hoidos l'shem Hashem hu ha'koyach ha'pnimi HaKosha HaEvorim HaProtim V'hu Chaye HaGviya HaKlolis. If this Matara, Nahoydus L'Shem Hashem, which provides the city of Yerushalayim, where we all came and Velon B'toich HaIr, Be'achtus Gemura, where Kol Klal Yisrael came for one purpose, all the different Shvatim, with all the different Tafkidim, the different Shvatim have, but they united in one purpose. Lahoidos Lashem. Lashem Hashem. Bo'ir sheshom yizkatsu hikmoy aleiv, sheboi tochu ruach ha'chaim ha'mechayis ha'gviya, u'mekarev ha'atsomis ha'mufusoros etzim et atzma. Just like a mensch has different eivorim, and each eivor has a different tafkid, his hands and his feet, his arms, his chest, all different eivorim. Oh, but there's ish echad, it all comes together, u'mimela there's a leiv echad, then that's a healthy individual. Klal Yisrael is exactly that. All the different Shvatim, and all the different Yechidim, and all the different Avodas that everybody has, and when they all come together, the Avodas, the Shem Hashem. And then Zokta Meredik of Pshat here. Shalu Shloim Yerushalayim, Yishloyu Ahavoyich. Ask the peace of Yerushalayim. Is Yerushalayim at peace? Then Yishloyu Ahavoyich. You have to know that I have him. Zokta the Malbim. You want to know if Yerushalayim is b'shalim? Is Yishloyo Ahavoyech? It all depends on the Ahavim. Are they be'achdus? Ki be'ez yaseh pirud be'neim os yovei hamoves. Just like with a guf. There's a pirud in the Evarim, then chas v'shalim you can't live. Kain im Yishalu Lishlom Yerushalayim. If you ask the Shalom Yerushalayim, Ne'emar Atshuva, the answer is, you want to know if Yerushalayim is B'Shalayim. Then the answer is, Sheshloim Etolo Yim Yishloyu Ahavoyich. Im Oyam Yerushalayim Yeh Beinayim Shalva Pnimis, V'zeh Etolo Yishalom Yerushalayim. Shalom Yerushalayim. Ach HaSheike Inyin Yerushalayim Hi Achtus HaUma. In Cain, in Yisroel, Ben Yishem, Riv, and Medonim, and Pirat, and Vavas, Chas V'Shalom, and Nimsa Shalom Yerushalayim. Ki Keshloime Hi, Im Hi Keir, Shechuba Lo Yachta. Yerushalayim is the Ma'ached of Klal Yisrael. The city of Yerushalayim, we all come into Yerushalayim, living. It's interesting. Why is it Yerushalayim and not the Beis Hamikdash? Already we came Aliyah LeRegel into the Azor, into the Beis Hamikdash. Lo'odos L'Shem Hashem. That is when we're doing the actual avodah of being Moedel Hashem, bringing the korbanos. But the physical kiyum of the Am is when they were sleeping in Yerushalayim, when they were eating in Yerushalayim. The physical Am was the rest of the Yom Tov. That's the achdus of the Am as an Am. It's not only when they're b'shas when they're doing the avodah. It's that they all come together to Yerushalayim. The whole physical metzias of the Am is ba'achdus gomo like guf echad. Because ultimately, yes, we have the lev lo'odos l'Hashem, but it's an Am. It's a klal. It's a klal Yisrael. It's Yerushalayim is mesamel the achdus of klal Yisrael. So the Mefarshim say by Maimon Hasina, Vayichan Yisrael kineged Aho, ki ish echod belev echod. That was the spitz the klal Yisrael came to, ki ish echod belev echod. Vayichan Yisrael loshen yochi. What's the big deal? It says the same loshen by the Boni Hamigdal, and by Paro in the Mitzrim. Says, Vayisam Mitzrayim Nusea Achreyem, Belei Vechod Ki Ish Echod. And they built the Migdal, Belei Vechod Ki Ish Echod. So what's the big deal of Klal Yisrael? There it is. Is it Belei Vechod Ki Ish Echod, or Ki Ish Echod Belei Vechod? Which one is it? By Mitzrayim, yeah, they all had the same purpose. So that united them. Belev Echod, Ki Ish Echod. By the Migdal, there wasn't the proper Achdus. The Achdus was that they all had the same purpose. So that was Belev Echod, Ki Ish Echod. The Rabbani showed what type of Achdus is there between them once they couldn't speak the same language. They started fighting each other. By Klal Yisrael, steht nicht Belev Echod, Ki Ish Echod. Ki Ish Echod, Belev Echod. Klal Yisrael is the Metzias of Klal Yisrael, who have one heart, who have one Matara. But there's the Achdus is Mitzad, the Ir Yerushalayim, the physical Achdus, Ki Ish Echod, Belo Yachdo. Chaverim Kol Yisrael. Yerushalayim was ma'ached the whole physical metzias of Klal Yisrael, and then you go to the base having the shloides, the shemesh. That's what Klal Yisrael is supposed to be. It's an interesting Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara, the kids are going to tell you the mascot of the Gemara, that there's a cloud in Brachas, that the psichus habrach has to be made a chasidah. So the Gemara asks, what we say in the third bracha in Birchus Hamazon, Rachim av Yisrael amecha. And then chasidah habrach is burning Yerushalayim. How are we starting with Yisrael if the whole chasidah is burning Yerushalayim? It's a bracha about Yerushalayim. And we're not going to say Moshiach Yisrael. We're burning Yerushalayim. We mustn't put the Gemara there. It was one day to be Moshiach Yisrael and Boni Yerushalayim. We mustn't do that. So the Gemara, that Binyan Yerushalayim is the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael. Binyan Yerushalayim is the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael. Shenema Boni Yerushalayim Hashem Nidcha Yisrael Yichamis. If we have Yerushalayim, we can have Klal Yisrael. It's Rachem Alamcha Yisrael. Iboni Yerushalayim. Bal Yerushalayim Yerecho. Because it's Hainuach. What is the Boini Yerushalayim? What are we waiting for? What do we want? What's Yerushalayim all about? The Achdus of Klal Yisrael. The Bini Yerushalayim is the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael. Because, Nochamol, what is Klal Yisrael? Klal Yisrael are the Megalim Ashkoch in the world. It's an Am Echod. It's a Klal. Am Zu Yotzartili. Tilos Yisapeiru. Atem Eidainu Mashem. Klal Yisrael are the Megalim Ashchina. Megalim Ashkoche. How? In Yerushalayim. The Shvitz Gilui is when Kol Klal Yisrael come together in Yerushalayim for one purpose, the Holy Sashem Hashem. Ki ish echubra lo yachdov, that achdus gomor, the Klal Yisrael is the living as the Am Hashem. Eidus the Yisrael. It's the Eidus. That's the Klal Yisrael. That's what Yerushalayim is. Leider, I think we can have more shaykhs to be misabal on Yerushalayim if we realize we're supposed to be misabal on Yerushalayim. Misabal al korbanos is not so easy. Misabal al beis hamikdash is not so easy. But misabal al Yerushalayim means Klal Yisrael. The maskunto, what Klal Yisrael is supposed to be, I don't think that's very hard. We just look around. Our matzav today, the matzav of Klal Yisrael, bichlala. We begin to think what we're supposed to be. How's it not trying to be misal? They say there's 15 million Yidden in the world. How many of them know what it means to be a Yid? How many of them know the Klal Yisrael is in the Megalim Ashkoche? How many of them know what Ashkoche means? How many of them know what the Shechina means? How many of them know what Torah is? What Torah means? And then within the people who do know, and we had Am Echad, Yesh Echubra Lo Yachdo. What's Yerushalayim today? Yerushalayim is Ma'ached the Am. Yerushalayim is a Mokum of Chizuk, Lahoydos L'Shem Hashem. Rahman al-Islam, who goes on in Yerushalayim, take one step out of our shchunus, you see what goes on in Yerushalayim. You have that binyan that makes all sorts of chukim, aleichoik, chmona nitzlam, chukim keneged the Torah. And you have the other binyan next to it, these bunch of people who call themselves shoftim, sonei Torah, sonei Israel. And that's the spitz of Yerushalayim. And Yerushalayim comes forth, this kfira. The hepech ha-gomo of what Klal Yisrael is supposed to be. When the priests in Yerushalayim, there are marches in Yerushalayim, the Shem priests. From Yisrael of Yerushalayim. It's very posh. The Korban is much harder. What Yerushalayim is supposed to be, what Klal Yisrael is supposed to be. And even within ourselves, and even within Mamesh, our own Chevra, how much city machlekes is out there? How much achdus is there? How much silly machlokes? How much tainas people have on each other? It's no pele that Sinas Chinam destroyed Yerushalayim. The Gemara says, "Al kamtzo ba kamtzo chorba Yerushalayim." Doesn't say chorba beis hamikdash. We made a chorba beis hamikdash, but chorba Yerushalayim. If there's no achdus, it's chorba Yerushalayim. And if we understand what we've just been talking about, Klal Yisrael as a klal, as a guf echad, as the meridim ashchina, the megalim ashkochen, megalim ashchina in the world, and maybe we can have a better deher in how korbanos work. That we have one Beis HaMikdash, one Kohen Gadol, one little keves in the morning, one little keves in the evening, one mizbeach, and the klal, it's a korban tzibur. It's not a korban of shutfim. These korbanos are korban of tzibur. It's a korban of Klal Yisrael. How can we have a matzav that Klal Yisrael are davening to Hashem? Well, we have tefillah, each of us davens. Yeah, so we have tefillah betzibur, and we have 10 people, maybe 1,000 people, maybe 10,000 people, all davening at the same time. Each one mechavim, his own kavanos, gemalim. And then you have a shatz, who's male, all the tefillahs together with one tefillah. And it's not called Klal Yisrael. Here, we have an avodah, which the klal, Am Yisrael's tefillah, korban atomid, one korban atomid for the whole of Klal Yisrael. And like the Dasuna says, it's mashre, the shechina, on the whole of Klal Yisrael as a klal. We begin to understand, maybe, what we're missing, we don't have korban. The Rambam says a merit because of Hilchos Tshuva. Once a year, a Muslim, which we don't realize, but we have to realize. Soya mishtaleach lefi shehu kapora lekol Yisrael. Koyin Godo Misvade Olam Aloshen Kol Yisrael. Shnem Misvade Olam is Kol Avodas Bnei Yisrael. And the Soil Az Lazer. And the Koyin Godo is Misvade for Kol Klal Yisrael. How does that work? I can't be misvadeh for you, and you can't be misvadeh for me. We have to realize that. A lot of times we try to be misvadeh for everyone else. Oh, he did this up there, he did that up there, he did this, look what he did, look what he did. No. It was ma'vido lifnei Hashem, but the Kohen Gadol is Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is like a pyramid. And the Kohen Gadol is the top of the pyramid. The Kohen Gadol in the Big Day Kahuna, what did he have? He had on two places in the Big Day Kahuna all the Shiftei Kohar. They're part of the Big Day Kahuna because that's who he is. He represents Klal Yisrael as a Klal. Soya mishtalech mechape al kol avera shebetoiro hakalos vachamurois. Bein sheova bezodoi, bein sheova bishgogo, bein shehoi deloi, bein shloi hoi deloi. So we daven at the end of Ravido on Yom Kippur, Afinu shalei noi delon, but how much tshuva can we do for something which we don't even know? So how much kapara can we get for something which we don't know? Aber the Chsoyla Azazel was mechaper. Bein shehoidele, bein shelo yoidele. Hakoyl miskaper, bisoy mishtalech. Buhu she'osu tshuva, aber im lo yosu tshuva, ein asof mechaper, elo al hakalois. Eino chanami, you need tshuva, but look what you need tshuva for. Umahin hakalois, umahin hachamuros. Hachamuros heino averes, shechayovim aleim, misas bezdin akoris. Ushvu shav v'sheker avo pishayin mokores harei kechamuros. V'sham mitzvus loyse seyo mitzvus esay she'ein moin kores hein akalos. Look at that. The Soya Mishtalech is mechaper for all the averus kalos. Somebody hear that? Averus kalos. Oh, that's mistoma. What? Abak loshen horeb. Maybe a shigul sofik in bitul tayr. No! Call Alois essays and essays she'eva in kores, Soya Mishtalev is mechaper. Without tshuva. Without tshuva. How does it work? Because there's a klal. There's a klal Yisrael. And the klal Yisrael brought this korban as a klal. We all brought that korban together. And we were all mismader. How are we all mismader? The Kohen Gadol. The klal was mismadeh. The klal brought the korban, and the klal was zeicher to this kapar. When there's a klal Yisrael, things are completely different. And the symbol of klal Yisrael is Yerushalayim, in shechub elay. And that, Rabbi, I think, is something which is much more tangible for us. To start thinking about Samuel of Yerushalayim. And like we began, we're not crying over the past. We're crying over the past because we understand that we need to be zoicher to the future. We're going out of Tisha B'Av now. We have to take something with us. This was. We weren't saying this last night. The beginning of Tisha B'Av. And what we're going to sit on the floor and think about. We're saying it now as we're going out of Tisha B'Av. But that's not shver, I'm going to say. Because the yesod is, we want to be zoicher l'simchasa. We want to realize what we need to be nesabel for so that we should be zoicher for the minyan of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is Klal Yisrael. Ato echad, v'shimcha echad, u'mi ka'am cho Yisrael, goy echad ba'orez. That's Yerushalayim. Avas kulun lo yisoyech. Kimdumani, we daven, v'yodua lachem. Gaon says that in Shemini Esrei, you have to be mechavim for the whole of Klal Yisrael. It mustn't be mechavim just for ourselves. But we, when we daven in the beginning of Tavis, with the Abba Koshis, Tochoyne no dom daos, and love of the Shvino. Choneinu meit chodeo bino maaskel. Two biurim, or one biur, is we should know from you. We should have Deo Bina Mahaskel about you. Chaleinim Bayitchot Deo Bina Mahaskel. We manage to give that to Klal Yisrael. All these friars. The Yid in Oklahoma, who doesn't even know he's a Yid because his mother is married to a Goy and he's got a Goyish family name. But he's a Yid. And those chevers sitting in their tight, the high stools in the Bagatz and in the Knesset and all these chevers. Bring us back, a Klal Yisrael, back to Torah. We're surrounded with all these enemies. Ibachutz, libifnim, we can also be mechavin on ourselves. The oivin libifnim, reivon yenu v'rivo riveinu. We can't even feed our cause. We got leinu mehero leman shemecho. Reino Hashem in Eirochim, shiinu libo sheyo. Boreich aleinu es Hashona Azois, should be a shefa brocha. Should be Kishonim Atoivois, should use everything for the right purpose, like the Shonim Atoivois, not misuse the Shefa Brocha. Tka b'shoifa godol lecheiru seinu v'stam neis lekabitz goliyo seinu lekabitz seinu yachad. Shouldn't be Amerikayim, Anglim, Yisraelim, each other. Look at each other in a negative way. I'm saying the Yachad, Baruch Atah Hashem, the Kabetz, Am Yisrael, Am together. Shiva Shev Teinu Kavari Shoyin Avi Yavad Teinu Kavad Chilo. Vosev Imenu Yogun Vanocha, the Shoftim we have now, the Yotzim we have now, Meloich Atah Hashem, Levadcha, you should be our Melech. La Malshinim Alti Sikva, the Zaidim should be Choyze Bitshuva, Sa'ake Osmage V'Sachnia, be Machnia then. And then, Ala Tzadikim, Ala Chasidim, Al Pleitas, Sofreyem, that's the Yeshiva life, Bechoyra. Yevu Nora Chamecho, Hosein Sochatoi, Bechol Aboitchi, Bechilcho, Be'emes, and if we'll get back to be both in the Shinchon Be'emes, we won't have any sinas here. Veli Yerushalayim Ircho Barachav Yitoshu. Everybody should come back to Yerushalayim. V'sishkoim Nesoycho Yashay Dibarto. Shechina B'tachtoinim. V'nei Oysa V'korav Yomeinu Binyan Oilam. Binyan Oilam Lichoyre is at the Gemara. Basra talks about different stones. It's all Ruchnias, the Binyan of Yerushalayim, the Binyan Oilo will be a Binyan in this world of a Binyan of Ruchnias. The Chisei David Meir the Soich HaTochim, then you can bring Semat David Avchom Meir Satsmiya, Kanuton, Yishua Sech, Yeshua's Chal Kivinu Kol Hayoi Be'etzem V'shkina Nitzu Yeshua, or Yilu Yavshkina Nitzu Yeshua, or Yeshua's Chal, we're waiting to meet your Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. V'tzei Hashem Tshma Kaleinu, V'tzei Hashem Elokeinu Ba'amcha Yisrael V'tzvina Son, 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 V'tzvina when there's a billion Beis HaMikdash, when Hashem wants us, we'll be close with Shechina again, we'll be Be'avos, Kabel, Be'rotzen, we'll see the Rotzen, Tomid, Avodas, Yisrael, Amecha. We should all be so clear to see it.